Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guest is Rick Rarick of Matthew 25 Farm in Tully, New York, modeling the gospel by feeding the hungry in central New York.
How did Matthew 25 Farm come to be?
I was living with my brother when I moved back to New York in 2008, and he told me that the Lord gave him a vision that we were going to start a farm together. Sounded great, but my brother's always had grandiose ideas. And I told him, that's a wonderful idea, but you don't have any land. And he told me, it's okay, the Lord will provide. I said, okay, that's great, Jeff, thanks. A few weeks go by, he tells me, Rick, I had the same vision. We're going to start a farm together. We're going to feed those in need. I said, that's great, Jeff, but not only do you not have any land, you don't have any equipment. He said, it's okay, Rick, the Lord will provide. And I said, okay, sure. Again, another month goes by. Now we're into the middle of winter. And he says the same thing again. We're going to start this farm. I said, Jeff, you don't have any land. You don't have any equipment and you don't have any money. He said, Rick, I told you before, the Lord will provide. I said, okay. Well, 6 months later, not only did we have 35 acres and several new pieces of equipment that were donated, he got some money from a benefactor, a family friend of ours, and we were off and running.
Sounds like an agricultural field of dreams.
Yes, 100%. I was definitely the doubting Thomas in the family at that point, but I didn't doubt my brother after that.
Yeah, it's a pretty convincing testimony. So why the name, Matthew 25?
Well, Matthew 25, chapter 25, starting at verse 32, is speaking of when Jesus is separating the sheep from the goats, the righteous from the wicked, whichever translation of the Bible you're reading. And at Matthew 25, 35, it's for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. A little more context, there was one of the people getting into heaven said to Jesus, well, this is, I'm happy I'm getting into heaven, but why me, Lord? And Jesus says, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was naked and you clothed me. I was a stranger and you welcomed me into your home. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you came and visited me. And the person said to the Lord, well, that's nice, Lord, but when did I do that to you? And Jesus says, truly, I tell you, when you do it unto the least of my own, you do it unto me. And that's where the name of the Matthew 25 farm comes from.
And it's not just about growing food. It's about helping others as well to do the same, right?
Yeah, growing food is obviously our main goal, but it's not our only goal. I'm an educator. I went to school to become a teacher. So that's my background. So my favorite part of the Matthew 25 farm is getting to teach adults and children about how to be more self-sustainable. The old saying is, if you give someone a fish, you feed them for a day. If you teach them to fish, you feed them for the rest of your life. And that is 100% our goal as well, to encourage people to start their own backyard gardens, to start their own community gardens. And we're very blessed to be able to say that there are numerous community gardens and other not-for-profits who have started because they've heard of our farm and they wanted to do the same thing. As far as food distribution goes, we do not deliver any of our food. We have built a network of volunteers who work with our different local food pantries, and then we have a schedule with them. They come out to us, and then we load the food into their vehicles, and they deliver it to our local food pantries. Today, our food pantry was Holy Family, which is in the city of Syracuse, but we also give to Oswego County, Cortland County, basically whoever is in need, and there's an unending need. And we just try and make sure that we do a good rotation so we're not focusing on one over another.
And that need, as you mentioned, never goes away.
It doesn't ever seem to, no. I've been running this farm for 15 years now, and it's funny. Hunger is something that is a constant struggle, whether it's our country or other nations. And unfortunately, we can't feed everybody. I wish we could. So our focus is to help our neighbors and get them to a place where they can help their neighbors. And the better we can make our community, the better off we're making every place. Because once we get our neighbors whole, then maybe they can start donating to an organization that's helping folks overseas. But you know, again, we start local and we focus on our community and hopefully do as much good as we can each year.
It's fulfilling such a very basic human need. And that's often a great way to introduce the gospel message as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are a Christian not-for-profit. If a group wants to hear about our mission and how the Lord directed us to where we are now. We love talking to them about that. But we also have groups up to the farm who are not religious or practice a different religion altogether. In the previous years, we've worked with refugees who are from Burma, Ethiopia, and different parts of Africa and Asia. Some of them were Buddhist, some of them were Muslim, but we still welcome everybody with open arms. We're trying to set a good example for everybody. I think that's what Jesus would want.
That's Rick Rarick of Matthew 25 Farm in Tully, New York, modeling the gospel by feeding the hungry in central New York. Learn more at Matthew25Farm.com. Please join us again next time as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.